This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We started the show with a Twitter poll at afternoon 923 FAN saying which quarterback winning the Browns competition would be the least exciting result. 57% saying Kenny Pickett, 18% saying Joe Flacco, 14% saying Dylan Gabriel, with only 9.9% of people saying Shedeur Sanders. Surprised?
Read those back for me one more time.
57.5% saying Kenny Pickett would be the least exciting winner of the quarterback.
And that is either the expected outcome or it should be Dylan Gabriel.
Well, Dylan's actually in third place.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, 14.5%.
That's an upset.
Joe, 18%. And then Shedeur at 9.9% last place.
How is Joe second on this list, but then in the poll yesterday, barely lost out to Shedeur Sanders in popularity? The polls are... they're all over the place right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, what happened is the Shahive, as it's called, clearly is tanking Joe's stock here, right? This in the Shah community, as it's called, the Shapologists got together and said, hey, remember that poll we took yesterday? We got to take another one here to help our guy Shedeur.
I mean, Shedeur did end up winning the poll yesterday.
It did, but I think you pointed out something great where the age skew on Twitter might mean if we correct it for proper demographics, maybe a 5-point swing in Joe's way there.
Probably even more than a 5-point swing, if we're being honest.
That's probably true there. But it's interesting. Shedeur is the last place vote getter on who would be the least exciting winner of the quarterback derby. So then we go from that to James Palmer of NFL Network and the Bleacher Report. His thoughts on Shedeur and whether he's a lock or not to make the Browns roster.
Fifth round picks are not a lock to make the roster. So no, I don't think he is 100% a lock. I think he is one of the highest selling jerseys in the NFL right now. I think that sometimes plays a part, popularity. I hate to say it, but it does oftentimes, especially in the eyes of owners. But you don't draft a guy in the third round and cut him, right? I think one of the two of Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco would make the team. They're financially tied to those guys completely equally, essentially like $4 million for the year. So there's no advantage between the two veterans. I don't think they're both here. I think Shedeur is not a lock to make the roster. Do I think he does? Yes.
All right. Just on face value alone, given how Shador's popularity is, there is an element of if Shedeur got cut going into the season and ended up on like Philly's roster or, you know, Tampa's roster, whatever, it would be on some level comical, given how many people have already bought their Shedeur jersey.
Sure, we could. I guess comical, if that's what we want to use the term with it, go ahead.
Well, like the amount of jerseys sold versus him seeing the field for the Cleveland Browns.
You know what it would be? This is going to be a bad comparison, but once I get there, we'll land it, and I promise you it'll make sense to you.
I trust you. You're a guy's guy.
No losing it on the first part of this, because you're going to lose it on the first part of this.
All right. Well, that's not a good start.
I set it up too much already as is, so I apologize. No,
I'm sorry. I'm preparing to totally
I should just scrap it to begin with, but we're down this road. We're going to go down this road.
No, not now. You're a real guy's guy. Do this like a real guy.
It'll be like when the Patriots said, Aaron Hernandez, if you have one of his jerseys, we're going to go ahead and let you swap out for another jersey.
Okay.
This is not something that anyone could have necessarily foreseen coming, so you don't have to be held responsible for it, essentially.
You couldn't see a fifth round pick getting cut?
No. The Aaron Hernandez part of it. That was like the Patriots message. The Patriots message is like, you couldn't have seen this coming. Like, it's not on you, essentially. If the Browns did this, and if they cut Shedeur Sanders, the right and responsible thing would be to go ahead and let any Browns fan swap out that Shedeur Sanders jersey for the jersey of their choice.
Hard disagree.
It's the only call.
He's a fifth round pick. If you bought a fifth round pick jersey,
your fan base and the people that bought Shedeur Sanders jerseys would have a right to be livid if it goes down that way.
So you think a jersey swap? Oh, by the way, we'll give you a Dylan Gabriel.
No. You get to, like in the Aaron Hernandez situation, you got to choose. Did you want a Tom Brady one? Did you want a Gronk one? You got to go in there and choose
and
whatever
none of those
jersey
guys
you want.
Murdered anyone.
Oh, as far as we know, you're correct about that right now. But the point is,
avocados.
You get to
some toast.
Been murdering avocados for 20 years. You get to then choose your own replacement.
That's ridiculous.
Jersey. That's what they would have to
do. If you bought a fifth round, that's not the same thing as a guy who, oh, hey, sorry, your favorite tight end just turned out to be a murderer, allegedly. No, it's you bought a fifth round pick's jersey. If your booty gets burnt, your booty gets burnt.
I mean, so
doesn't count for Chinese eBay jerseys, right?
I know.
Just in case anybody,
I want to make sure you knew that. I couldn't possibly turn that one in. Me showing up to the Browns team shop, like, does this one work, guys? They're like, why is the stitching so good?
Oh, no, I wouldn't even say that. I would just no sale it. I would just act like
they might in this scenario. Make me show a receipt on this. What are they gonna do?
Clearly, it's a number 12 jersey that says Shedeur.
It's got all the
Sanders.
It's got all the Nike logos on it.
I mean, what are you? Are you accusing me of being a Chinese eBay buyer?
What
I
a
think
swindle
not.
That would be is if I brought that into the team shop and they let me swap it out for like an Njoku jersey.
What if they? What if then they only were like, okay, but you only can get a Dylan Gabriel.
So you think? And listen, I want to explore this for a second. That'd be really funny. I want to explore this though. The onus on the people buying the jersey falls because there's a. It's like buying a used car. If you know the person and you know the person doesn't historically take care of their cars very well, it's like, well, you should have, like, there's always this chance is what you're saying.
If you buy a car with 250,000 miles on it and it blows up 5 minutes down the road.
This is a fifth round pick. He's got as few miles as
you
possibly can have.
You told me it was a nice car.
No. Joe Flacco is 250,000 miles. Like, that's you bought a 40-year-old quarterback. You can't expect him to make the roster.
He's a mid-fifth round pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yeah. Mid-fifth round picks do make NFL rosters.
They
Dorian Thompson
don't.
Robinson had it for two seasons.
What's more common? Actually, I don't think it's... What do you think?
There's really not many fifth round picks that don't end up making the roster.
I don't hold that kind of value on a fifth, sixth, or seventh round pick.
Sixth and seventh, we can go to a different conversation. Most fifth round picks.
He's just arbitrarily.
That's the cutoff line. How many fifth round picks don't end up making at least the 53-man team?
I mean, how many fifth round picks get drafted to where they're one of four quarterbacks?
Well, that's what makes him so unique to begin with anyway.
I like that we just both resorted to asking a question of a question.
Complete complete non-provable questions too,
neither
by the way.
Neither of us are going. 216-474-0092. If you bought a Shador jersey and the Browns cut Shador and he ended up on like Miami's practice squad, would you demand a refund from the Cleveland Browns? I'm just here to say.
I didn't get mad after a 3-win season when they raised their prices, okay? I didn't scream about that.
This is your line in the sand?
Yeah, there's a lot of things this team has pissed me off about recently.
Not Deshaun.
There's been a lot of things this team has pissed me off about.
You can trade.
I would be livid for the fans that bought a jersey.
You can trade.
I would be irate for the fans that bought a jersey. You spit on me.
I'm so sorry. You can trade. Six top 100 picks.
What in the Keith Hernandez just happened? You just spit on me.
Six top 100 picks and give a fully guaranteed contract to a guy that hadn't played football in 700 days with more than 20 accusations and lawsuits.
No, you just created this whole thing. You just created this whole Deshaun Watson narrative on it. You just created this whole Deshaun Watson narrative on it.
But cutting Shador Sanders.
I was mad about Deshaun the same way I'd be mad about this. Both things can be true in sports radio parlance.
You didn't say I'm out on the first one.
I'm not out on anything. I'm not out. I'm not done anyway on any bit of this. But I would raise hell if they didn't make that right for the people that purchased a Shador Sanders jersey. I would raise hell.
You can tank anytime you want.
Listen, I should be yelling about the idea they raise their prices after a 3-win season. Who the hell does that? I should be mad about these things, but we're like, all right, fine. They're in a weird spot right now.
I was not the Shador Sanders.
It's just not treating people right, Nick. It's not treating people right.
Because it gets such a history.
It just isn't.
Of acing the how we treat people and how we handle situations.
If Shador ends up not in the Browns, I'll make it my personal mission to make sure that everybody that bought a Shador Sanders jersey gets something from the team shop in an equivalent jersey size, player, etc.
I think there is a 85% chance.
You know me when I get into things. I turn into Nathan Fielder, okay? I'm going to get obsessive over this. And I will write letters. I will demand. We will use this airtime to make sure that people get that. You should feel comfortable buying a quarterback's jersey when they're a rookie.
But
and
not it, when
and
they're
it's Shador Sanders. Yes, you should be
now
fine.
How many fifth-round picks actually have their jerseys bought?
Well, that's the other part of this. Not many, obviously. not many, obviously. There should not be a risk attached to this for Shador Sanders
you
fans.
Can go
and I don't think
16,
there are, by the way. I don't
we'll
think,
be fine.
I don't think there's some massive risk, by the way.
You can move
and I don't
the
think
team
James Ballmer believed it either.
You can rip it from its cozy confines on the lakefront and move it to another town, right in Brook Park, and I'll be fine. But so help me God, if I bought a Shador jersey.
I just want to get it right for the people.
Sorry about spitting on you.
Right in the top left of my forehead.
I mean, it was not even aimed, and it was perfect. I just legitimately spittle flew across the room.
I was like, it sure as hell isn't raining in here. I know what that was.
Ashley Bastock.
I just saw it. I didn't avoid it. I saw it. I saw it coming. I just let it.
Cleveland.com Browns
Daddy's
reporter
back.
Ashley Bastock in
easy
5 minutes.
Easy, you manly man.
On 92.3 The Fan.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.